Blackstone presents Forbidden Notebook, a novel by Alba de Cespedes, translated by Anne Goldstein. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell.
Signor Danblas, from what book did you take this text?
From the Theater of Human Life, which is where I read.
Ramon de la Cruz. Foreword by Jhumpa Lahiri. Forbidden evokes to my English ear the biblical fruit whose consumption leads to shame and expulsion from paradise. Eve's story is not irrelevant to a novel in which a woman succumbs to a temptation to record her thoughts and observations in a notebook. Valeria Cozzati's impulse to keep a diary leads not so much to the knowledge of good and evil as it does to self-knowledge, advocated by Socrates and serving as a cornerstone of philosophical inquiry ever since. In Valeria's case, it also leads to solitude, alienation, guilt, and painful lucidity. The Italian title of Forbidden Notebook is Quaderno Proibito, literally translated Prohibited Notebook. Forbidden and prohibited may be interchangeable in English, but the latter lacks the romance that might soften the former, as in forbidden love, and connotes instead legal restrictions, interdictions, and punishment. Prohibited comes from the Latin verb prohibire. Its etymology essentially means to hold away, and it was fundamental to legal terminology in ancient Rome. It is the word de Cespedes chooses to describe Valeria's notebook and to interrogate more broadly a woman's right in post-war Italy to express herself in writing, to have a voice, and to hold opinions and secrets that distinguish herself from her family. The act of purchasing the eponymous notebook, along with the ongoing dilemma of where to conceal it, drives the tension as the novel opens. Having purchased it illegally and smuggled it home, Valeria hides it in various locations, in a sack of rags, an old trunk, an empty biscuit tin. But it always runs the risk of being discovered by her husband and grown children, all of whom laugh at the mere idea that she might want to keep a diary. As soon as she owns the notebook, Valeria is anxious and afraid, but she is also armed. For although acquiring a diary throws her into crisis,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?